Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help women go into heavier places in their hearts, their limiting beliefs and past traumas, and help them release those so that they can finally live lives to the fullest. So I am super excited to introduce Tammy Braswell. Now, Tammy, known as the vibrational goddess, is an intuitive channel, high vibrational healer, and energetic creation coach and teacher. Now, she supports women on their spiritual journey in healing their emotional traumas, limiting beliefs, and old patterns to align with their soul's truth, path, and purpose so that they can finally express that in the way they live their life with confidence, clarity, and connection. Now, her work is a proprietary blend of all that she has studied, intuited, channeled, and experienced firsthand in her own life. And now she is here to guide and support you along your spiritual journey too. Well, welcome, Tammy. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Well, thank you, Wendy. I'm excited to be here.
And yeah, I just love how you're helping women connect with their soul's truths so they can live their lives with ease and more happiness. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, it's my passion. It's how I live my life and the work that I've done within myself to get to here. So I really love being able to help other women to experience themselves more fully, releasing all that old stuff that we carry that we were told is how we're meant to live, and to really stand in who we are and can be.
I love that. And that you're walking your talk. That's even more powerful. So, well, tell me exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, I used to work for other people, and it never felt aligned with what I was here for. I could feel that, you know, I would get bored in jobs. I was always supporting in a supportive type role in the work that I did, but it always felt like there was something missing, and I would do a good job at whatever I was doing, but I didn't feel fulfilled. And I started coaching friends and family and helping them to have a different perspective about the experiences they were having in their life and to feel better about their life and to take new action. And it just seemed like, okay, well, that I love doing it. It's what comes naturally. This seems like what I'm to be doing. And right. At this point, I can't imagine doing anything else.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. It's amazing how something that, you know, we just take for granted, or it's like, well, this is super easy for me. And then when finally it's like, wow, maybe I could be doing this for my living, you know, instead of doing these other things that seem like I'm just going through the motions. So yeah, I love that clarity and that you finally owned, you know, your like I call it, your zone of genius. So that's great. Well, how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
I've actually been an entrepreneur since 2003. But I had a cleaning business. I was cleaning multi-million dollar homes, and that didn't feel like, you know, yeah, it was mine, but it wasn't quite still there.
Right.
And, in 2007, I met someone who suggested I look into Reiki. If you're familiar with that, it's an energy healing modality. And I did. And I started playing around with that with friends and family. And in 2011, I started working with clients. I stepped into actually, you know, having people outside of people I felt comfortable because I knew them to be able to start offering what's inside of me that wants to be shared.
Right.
I got to finally do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So that's 8 years from 2003, just, you know, starting your own cleaning business and starting to realize, you know, this is good, but there's probably something yet more.
Yeah.
And then finally 2011, you know, leaning fully into that gift that you have and bringing that out, you know, having the courage, right, to go beyond your circle, your immediate circle, to take this out to other people that obviously needed your support and guidance and wisdom. So yeah, that's fantastic. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges you've had to overcome along the way? You know, once you chose to bring this full zone of genius forward out into, you know, its own business?
Well, being it's of an energetic, spiritual, intuitive nature, presenting that to the world and actually coming out and sharing that that was what I was going to do. It's not everybody understood that, you know, they're used to the go get a job, that doesn't make sense kind of thing. And so I didn't always have the support of a lot of people around me. Those really close to me understood enough that they were supportive. But I think the biggest thing was trusting myself that I could do this, that I could really, I grew up as a perfectionist. So was I going to do this to the level that people were going to expect me to do it? And, you know, could I really do this as a business? We hear all the time of, you know, starving artists and things like that, but the creative type things we aren't always looked at as the ones that are going to be a financial success. So that was scary in itself, but I do follow my inner guidance. I always have. And there was a strong nudging that said, this is what you're to do. And so I listened to it and followed it. And here I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great. You had your own safety net built in. A lot of us don't have that. It's like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I don't know that I could do this. And, you know, we typically reach outside of ourselves, but obviously you grounded yourself within and it's like, okay, yeah, I've got what it takes and I'm going to do this. So yeah, that's fantastic. I love that. And, you know, Tammy, you're obviously an expert at helping women, you know, find their path and purpose and live their lives to their fullest. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah. Again,
there's no hesitation there.
Well, because of the work I do, you know, a lot of people look at this kind of offering as something that shouldn't be charged for. And so it's getting confident with myself to feel a value in what I'm offering and to know that it's worth that. And then to invite potential clients to step into that. So it's always been challenging. I'm not highly money driven. So it's not like I go out and look for that. And so I think with all of that incorporated together, it can be challenging when I offer things to feel the money behind it. But I also know that I used to give a lot away free and overdue because I thought that I needed to do that to make people understand more of why they want this kind of work in their life. And that definitely didn't work. It didn't work for me. And I didn't see the same success for my clients who didn't step in and invest in themselves.
Right. Yeah. That is an excellent point. When people receive something for free, then they don't place as much value on that. And so the work that you do is really transformational. If somebody can work through and leave behind limiting beliefs and past traumas, then that's transformational work. And so the outcome is so significant. and just really conveying the value of that. But yeah, I'd love to give you a few insights or maybe a technique that will help shift that for you if you'd like.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So it's in, and you're definitely not alone in having this kind of internal struggle with setting a fee for the work that we do. But obviously, you know, this is our work. And just as a surgeon goes in and, you know, does his work, sustains himself, brings home an income, this is your work. And, you know, whether it's easy or difficult is irrelevant. It's impactful and life transforming. So there's huge value in that. But there's one, you know, easy way in my mind that would help move the needle, I believe, and I would love to share that. And it's basically the fact that within the conversation that you're having with your, you know, potential client, to maybe make reference to other professions where people just know that there's going to be a fee involved, right? You don't go to a marriage counselor and expect them to provide that support for free. And that's helping just that relationship. It's not really, you know, and I don't want to downplay the importance or the work mm-hmm. that marriage counselors provide, but I'm just providing this as an example of where the work is very specific to a relationship versus the whole well-being or alignment with your soul's purpose. So referencing within your conversation with your potential client, other roles where people gladly pay for those professional services. Another is every peak performing athlete, even those that aren't peak performing, right? They all have coaches. They all have invested in a coach to help them learn and, you know, become that different version of themselves. Another example are musicians. They've all got mentors, those who can help them really step into that fuller version that they want for themselves. So using analogies is really a powerful method within an enrollment conversation to help people gain the insight of the value of the work that you do. So, you know, hopefully that's an easy technique that will help you convey really the, you know, the importance of having a mentor and somebody with your abilities to step in and support them through life-changing transformation. And that is really of tremendous value. It's not like reading some free guide or something that is detached. This is hands-on, very, very personalized, customized work.
Yes. That was very helpful.
So, Thank you. So hopefully that moves the needle for you a bit in your own mind as well, right? Just owning that importance of the work that you do and the value. So, and you know, Tammy, I'm curious here. We have just been experiencing 13 months now, 14 months of this pandemic, and it has really had, you know, some big impacts on people's lives in terms of not just their health, but completely shifting the way that they go about their daily work and caring for their kids, you know, being parents. It's provided a pretty big wake-up call for a lot of people, or it's provided the opportunity to suddenly be, you know, cooped up. And that creates a lot of stress and anxiety and maybe brings forward, you know, some of these things that are of their past. I'm just curious, maybe if you could share a little bit of what you've seen come up, you know, and maybe the impact that the pandemic has had on the work that you do.
Yes, it is definitely, in my point of view, fear-based. And so it is bringing up a lot of our old feelings and panic modes. I know a lot of people have experienced anxiety that they didn't normally have before this. So that has, in the work that I do, helped to focus on healing where that's stemming from, because it didn't stem from this pandemic. It was already there.
Right. So right.
That's something that I've worked on with clients. But it's also shown us that we can do things differently than we even thought we could. So there's a benefit to it as well, in that, you know, we can homeschool our kids. We can work from home. We can do those things. Of course, interaction with other people is very important. But we've seen that we can adapt to things differently. When we thought that we'd just say, no, that couldn't be done.
Right.
It can be done. And that applies to our lives too. Even in those moments personally where we go, well, I can't do that. Yeah, you can, because it's possible. You mm-hmm. just have to look at how that's possible.
Right. Yeah. And just the sheer fact of changing maybe this habitual busy routines that we're running, and then suddenly stopping, and we can work remotely, and here we are. And then those fears and self-doubts or limitations really do tend to surface when we're not running these busy lifestyles. So yeah, I can definitely see where the work that you do has really been critical in supporting women through, you know, all these changes to their normal routine. So, well, Tammy, how do you work with women who want to, you know, release themselves from their limiting beliefs and past traumas and finally live life fully with clarity and confidence? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Well, the work I do is on an energetic and intuitive level, and on we're energetic beings. So I work within a person's energy, both around them and with their physical body. So that makes it possible to bring these things up, to process, heal them, and then to really open them up to possibility. We get so bogged down with a lot of this stuff that we don't see what is possible for us or who we really are, and to tune into connecting with our soul and, you know, how it's guiding us in this life. So, you know, it's a lot of fun, and it's always different, even with the same clients every time. It's a different experience, and it's amazing. And when you work on an energetic level, I believe it's very profound and powerful in what it can do and how quickly it can do it. So,
yeah, that's great. And I know that in introducing you, we had mentioned the proprietary blend. So that's intriguing to me as well. So this is tapping on your own life experience, I'm assuming. And can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, so intuitively. And that just means that somewhere outside of me, higher guidance offers me information to work with clients in whatever way is specific to them. And it's always, like I said, it's always different, and it comes through for what they need in that moment is always beautiful and amazing. And it's tuning into the person themselves and offering them what they need to be the best version that they can be in whatever way that is for them.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's powerful. I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Oh, well, they can visit my website, but I'd like to offer them a gift.
Oh, nice.
So they can receive, it's my 5 simple ways to quickly align with your soul's vibrational frequency, so you can be living your life on purpose with ease, confidence, and clarity. And you can find that at createbyvibration.com/5 simple ways.
Okay.
And if they want to reach out to me personally, they can just reply. They'll receive an email with the downloadable PDF for my gift, and they can just reply and connect with me.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that is really generous. I love that. So they can go to your website, which is Create by Vibration. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, createbyvibration.com and then /5 simple ways. And it's the number five simple ways.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So that's 5 simple ways to quickly...
Oh, that's it. Just 5 simple ways. I wanted to make it a shorter.
Yeah. But the guide that you're offering, yes, is 5 simple ways to quickly align. And then, you know, it's much longer than that. But yeah, that's fantastic. I love that. That'll be really a great resource for our listeners. So thank you for creating that.
I enjoy very much sharing this. So it's my pleasure.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And, you know, Tammy, it's just been great listening to you. And you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom, but if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview and in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, I mean, you've had several. What's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
There's probably a couple of things. The first would be to follow your heart, because you became an entrepreneur because you wanted to express and share your gifts and talents and skills with others who will benefit from them. And that's important for us to live fully in our life by sharing in that way. And secondly, you're not alone. It seems like we're into the DIY, you know, way of doing things, but really it's important to have support. Just as us as entrepreneurs, we're offering support to those we can help. It's important that we have the support we need on our journey to be as successful as we can be, so we can show up for mm-hmm. those that we're helping. So definitely what I've come to know is through the work that I offer and through my own experiences to better my business and myself, is to look for the support that can help me do that.
Nice. Yeah, I love that. And that's really an interesting perspective that you brought to it. I mean, as entrepreneurs, we're helping, we're offering our support, we're offering our expert guidance in whatever rendition that is. And, you know, it stands to reason that we should receive some too, where we're having some gaps, because we're not exactly born with this tool belt of building a business, right? Some skills have to be learned or gathered, and you know, the self-belief and realizing that, oh, just like you had that wake-up call. It's like, oh, you know what? Just because this is easy, it seems to really be beneficial, you know, to others. So why not turn this into a business? You know, it doesn't have to be hard, but certain things that go along with building a business are challenging.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing that. Very, very wise thoughts. So that's very powerful. So thank you so much. And Tammy, it's just been great listening to, you know, learning more about your journey from your early work, working for others, realizing that, it's just really not everything that I was meant for. And stepping into your own business, the first version was, you know, cleaning, and realizing, well, it's my own business, but we're still not quite there. And then following your more spiritual, you know, zone of genius and really calling the deeper meaning that was guiding you, and stepping fully into this impactful work you're now doing, supporting women on their spiritual journey and healing their emotional traumas, their limiting beliefs and old patterns to align with their soul's truth, their path and purpose, and finally live their lives with confidence, clarity, and connection. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Well, thank you for having me, and I've enjoyed it too. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Tammy Braswell through her website, and that's createbyvibration.com. And be sure to take her up on that free gift, 5 simple ways to quickly align. And so that's createbyvibration.com/5 simple ways. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all 4 psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Tammy Braswell. And as always, here's to your success.